Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. This is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is November the 25th, 2016. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 127 of the Follow English podcast, and today I'm going to be speaking about the word first. I'm going to be showing you some different ways to use the word first. So some collocations, some phrase, short phrases, and some idioms, or a few different ways to use the word first. So let me start here. I'm going to read some examples and make my comments on the meaning of that expression, and also maybe I can give you some other collocations that might be pretty common with that phrase. So the first expression I want to talk about is the expression first impression. That's simply first being used as an adjective, and impression is a noun. So this is a short noun phrase. And the meaning of this short noun phrase is something that you, some idea that you get when you see someone for the first time, or when you do something, have some experience for the first time. So that's your first impression. Then one common way to use it would be when you have a different experience. So for example, you're traveling to a different country for the first time, and here is an example of how you could use it. So you've never been to Russia before. Tell me, what's your first impression? Again, let me repeat that. So you've never been to Russia before. Tell me, what's your first impression? So here is basically, what's your first impression of Russia, or about Russia, about this experience in Russia? You can also use the phrase first impression with the following verb, to make a good or to make a great first impression. So in business, people often talk about making a great first impression being very important for the business to actually be, you know, if you're trying to attract a customer, new client or something. Then let's move on. Let's talk a little bit about at first. At first is, I would call it a discourse marker, because here, let me read the example to you. At first, I felt a little bit nervous, but it was okay once I got started. So here, you're probably doing some sort of activity for the first time, and as it involved some risk, let's say, you felt a bit nervous at first. Meaning what? Meaning in a first moment, let's say, you felt a little bit nervous, but then as you got used to it, so once you got started, then just went away. Another interesting short phrase here, this I would call it a compound adjective. So first class. So first class means what? Means something that has an excellent quality. It's something very, if it's a device, maybe it's very expensive and also can do a lot of things. So one example here would be, it's very difficult to attract really first-class teachers on the low salaries we offer. It's very difficult to attract really first-class teachers on the salaries we offer. Meaning what here? The best teachers don't want to work at our school because of the salaries that we offer. So that's the meaning of first class. You can, of course, you can use first class with a lot of things. So first class hotel, first class, I don't know, you can talk about places, you can talk about things like a first class watch, first class. So a lot of things, actually. Then another expression you can use with the word first is first aid. So first aid here meaning the idea of how to deal with injuries, cuts, and burns, and when there is some sort of accident. So there is this first aid kit, which is a kit with, I don't know, a few medical tools that you can use in case you have somebody have cuts their leg or something like that. So here was one example on how to use that. At least one member of our staff should be trained in first aid in case there is an accident at work. At least, let me repeat, at least one member of staff of our staff should be trained in first aid in case there is an accident at work. So this person has to be trained on how to deal with injuries and, of course, minor. We're talking about not serious stuff. Yeah. Then moving on, at first sight. This is also an interesting short phrase. You could call it, maybe this is, this could also be called a collocation. At first sight, meaning what? Meaning the first time you see something. So this is often used in romantic sentences like, as soon as I met Andrea, I knew we would marry one day. It was a case of life, it was a case of love, sorry, at first sight. So a case of love at first sight. As soon as I met Andrea, I knew we would marry one day. It was a case of love at first sight. As you could see here, the first time I saw her, I fell in love with her, and that's the meaning here. Then moving on, another discourse marker here, first of all. So first of all can be used when you want to give priority to some event or action that you're going to take. The example here is, good evening, everybody. Professor King will be answering your questions in a moment, but first of all, let me introduce myself. So this is probably a speaker at a university or something like that. And then he's basically saying that the first thing that he will be doing is introducing himself, and then later on, Professor King will be answering questions. So moving on, let's move on to our seventh expression, short phrase. This is an interesting one. It has a similar meaning. I mean, it's also about giving priority to some event or action. The phrase is first thing. So this is often used when you want to show that that event or that action that has to be taken is your priority. The example here is, I'll email the details through before I leave work tonight so we can discuss them first thing in the morning. Let me read again. I'll email the details through before I leave work tonight so we can discuss them first thing in the morning. So first thing in the morning means that's our priority tomorrow. As soon as we get here, we're going to be talking about that. So moving on, another expression that has to do with chronological order of things or giving priority, in this case, in first place. Here, when you're talking about runners or, I don't know, maybe even if you're talking about the standings of a football championship, you could say in first place. So as the example here is, and as the runners come to the finishing line, it's still Camucci who is in first place. So to be in first place is to be ahead of the other competitors. All right, then moving on, our ninth, the one before the last expression I'm going to talk about is first choice. First choice means the one you chose first. So you could talk about like you're going to travel and you're choosing a resort or maybe a hotel, and then you have a number of options because of their location or price, etc. And then of course you have a first choice hotel, which is the one you chose first. Let me read one example here. It's a good idea to choose an alternative holiday in case your first choice resort is not available. So let me read again. It's a good idea to choose an alternative holiday in case your first choice resort is not available. So the one you chose first, if you don't manage to, if there is no vacancy anymore, then you might have to go for a second option. Then the last example I'm going to talk about is related to languages. And when you say first language, that means your mother tongue, the language you learned as a child or even as a baby. One of the examples I have here, by the way, I forgot to mention, but I'm reading some examples from Cutting Edge third edition Upper Intermediate. That's the student's book. And the page is 63. This book is by Pearson, Sarah Cunningham, Peter Moore, and Jonathan Bygrave. Then the last example here about language. Of the island's population, about 20% have Spanish as their first language. So let me repeat. Of the island's population, about 20% have Spanish as their first language, meaning they speak Spanish as their mother tongue. Yeah, and that's it. Before I finish, I would like to remind you that the web page for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email to the email list, and in this case you will get notifications every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Podomatic, Stitcher Radio, actually practically all the podcatchers. I mean, you can just subscribe via podcatchers in general. And I hope you're all learning something. Keep listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye.